Bentornati, tifosi napoletani, to another edition of Far From Vesuvius. I am your host, as always, Rafa Rispo, and I'm bringing you another edition of The Rant, Raf and Raf. Today, Raf Bizarro and I flew solo. Well, you know, it was the two of us, but there was no guest today. But what we did was we decided to take a look at Napoli, the players, the manager, sort of as if they were a stock. We're looking at players, stock up, stock down. Do we, you know, hold? Do we sell? You know, who's a blue chip stock? And we took all of the players and we decided to sort of analyze them as we enter the fourth quarter of the season with 9 matches left to play. You know, who should stay? Who should go? Whose stock value has risen? Whose stock value has declined? We took a lot of opinions from our listeners and we read them out loud as well. But I think you guys will enjoy our take here. We are coming off another win. This time, it's another shutout, 2-0 away to Sampdoria. And with Milan, Juve, Atalanta, and Lazio, and Roma all winning their matches, nothing has really changed since the Juventus loss. Right now, Inter are in the lead by 11 points in the Serie A. They look to be the team that will go on to win the Scudetto. They've got 70 points after 30 matches. Milan in second with 63. This is where it gets interesting. Milan in second place with 63 points. Juventus with 62 in third. Atalanta with 61 in fourth. Napoli with 59 in fifth. Lazio 55. They have a game in hand. If they win, they can get to 58, 1 point behind us. Roma with 54 in seventh. That rounds out the European places. But who is going to get that second, third, and fourth spot for the Champions League? Right now, it is big-time toss-up, and things look pretty promising for Napoli as far as the rest of the way goes. We play against Inter this weekend. Look for a very special edition of The Rant on Far From Vesuvius, where we will have Nima Tavalli in to sort of preview the Inter match on Sunday. And also, we are trying very, very hard to get you a pre-match, halftime, and post-match live analysis with myself, Raf Bizarro, and Joe Fischetti. We're trying very hard to schedule that for the Inter match, and we're going to give it a test run and see how it works. Hopefully, it can become a regular thing for the next season. But I won't hold you guys up any further. Here we are with The Rant, with Raf Bizarro and myself, Rafa Rispo. Enjoy, everybody, and Forza Napoli sempre.
Ahem, benvenuti, fellas and bellas all over the world. Welcome to another episode of the Raf and Raf Rant. I am Raf Bizarro, joined with my co-host, the Vicar of Vesuvius, Rafa Rispo. Welcome, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, Rafi boy. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. How was WrestleMania, man? I saw you were posting that. How'd it go? Quick.
Just so you know, wrestling is my other Napoli. Like, it's my It's my lifelong love, and I can do, like, I have done podcasts on wrestling, and you know, it's something I'm very passionate about, and I loved it. It was great. Now I get to watch it again with the kids when they come back over. So
yes, so it's good.
Yeah, but it was good, and actually, it was so good that CalcioCast actually shouted it out on my behalf in today's episode.
What up, Philip?
Well, Kevin Egan, former he works with CBS too. Also, I believe CBS. He also is part of the WWE now too. He's a football analyst, and they're friends, so they wanted to shout it out. But it was good. It was cool. Awesome. Thank you.
Well, yeah. Awesome. I never really been. I mean, during the Hulk Hogan days, maybe I was a little.
Well,
bit,
yeah. But everybody was big into the Hulk Hogan days. No Stone Cold Steve Austin, Rock, nothing like that. NWO.
A little bit of Steve Austin. I wasn't super big. Never super big. Well, I like the toys
bald,
though. I remember
bald
the toys.
Like Steve Austin. Yeah, I am. He looks like you.
Yeah,
you could hold a figure, pretend it's you, dude.
Yeah.
Stone Cold Raf Bizarro.
I'm gonna have to bulk up in the summer, I think, a little bit.
We'll call you the Macedonian Marauder.
Love you back, Phil. Yo, the chat. Oh my God, hot with the questions. Hi, lad. Should we drop Demi? guys, all these, well, we're going to get to this. We got a really nice show today. But everybody in the chat, hello, welcome. If you're here on the replay, welcome. Hit like, hit subscribe, share it, tell a friend, tell a girlfriend, tell a boyfriend, and come by and join on the action live on the chat. We got a super cool show today. Something that I've been kind of working on for a couple weeks now. Almost since the inception of the Rafa and Rafa rant. Today we're going to do the Napoli 500. All right, Rafa and I, we're going to go through our roster. We're going to talk about, you know, all these cryptocurrency stock things, day trading, Reddit, and all this stuff is kind of like, it's kind of trendy now. So we wanted to do something like that here. We're going to first go over Napoli and Sampdoria. We didn't have a post-game match. There was a lot of time restrictions going on, so we couldn't get on the air. We're going to briefly talk about it here. You know, again, get in on your comments about the game. Hold on to your questions to the end of the show, guys, all right? This way we can get to them because we're going to rip through a few things first, and then we will answer any questions in the Tempo di Recupero, a little segment for you guys to ask us something. It's the dynamic duo today. It's just Rafa and I today. We wanted to do something a little bit special. So we're going to talk about these players, and we're going to talk about their stocks on the rise. Are they falling? Are they rising? Should we hold? Should we sell? And we want you, the viewer, the live viewer in the chat, we want you to get in on this, all right, when we get up to that segment. But for now, guys, Rafa, let's talk about stocks up. So let's talk about Napoli-Sampdoria real quick, guys. Napoli defeats Sampdoria. It was a 2-0. In a really nice fashion, I think. One of the better Napolis we've seen since this whole big fiasco with injuries and Champions League, Rafa. Funny enough, I missed the first half. I woke up a little late, all right? You know, Bizarro had a little fun the night before. woke up late.
Well, you know. You know it's a 9 o'clock game. What are you doing?
Well, you know, you have to see certain opportunities. So, but Rafa, I'm gonna let you take it away. I definitely some talking points. Lucas, yes, I might. We might. We could talk about that. Luca, hello, by the way. What up, Jordi Inch? So,
well, yeah. Take so it away, Rafa. You know, we'll get started with it. Napoli in the first half looked great. Lots of fluidity, lots of great passing, lots of linking up, you know, very attacking, gets the goal on a very nice team play. Just very, very crisp passing. Zielinski with an assist to Fabian, who shoots it from outside the box. You know, Fabian playing a little ahead, you know, get him closer to goal. He'll get a goal here and there. Second half comes out. The second half for me was a little bit, I was watching, but I wasn't. I had, you know, work going in. You know, it's what I do. But, you know, had eyes on the TV screen here and there. Napoli make a double substitution of Mertens in for Zielinski. And I believe it was, oh, my gosh, I forgot the second sub they made. Somebody can help out.
I'll get it for you.
Anyway, they come in and Politano for Lozano. Oh, no, that's, other way around. Sorry, no, Lozano around, for Politano because Politano started. And right away, add an injury for Ospina. Ospina gets hurt and they want to take him out, put Meret in. He says, no, I'm good. And the next ensuing play,
gave up a goal.
Thorsby puts the ball in the net. Luckily, he fouls Koulibaly. No goal, taken away. Clean sheet still there. And then Mertens finds Osimhen in the 87th. Osimhen with a great striker's goal. I mean, this guy, again, you know, we're going to talk about it when we get to him. But his potential on this team is outstanding. And anybody who wants to talk a lot of crap about him and how he costs this much and that much and what he's not doing versus what he should be doing, you need to all calm down. Because, yes, I understand 70 mil, it's a lot of money to spend on a 21-year-old, you want a return, but we're going to get that return. We're going to get that return on investment. Everybody just chill out. But we'll talk about that when we get to him. But, you know, yeah, overall, great goal. One of my favorite parts was when Quagliarella started throwing Gattuso some shade there. I don't know if you saw that.
Yes, Ralphie, yes, but I did see that. I heard it. You know what he said, right? It was about the Telecronica.
Yeah, he said, well, in English, basically, he said, what are you doing, commentary too? Well, he said it in Napolitano.
Ma tu fai telecronica.
I love how he's just like, mind your own business and play your game. But I don't know. I kind of like both shade. Funny enough, they're both Southern Italian. Southern Italian. So I love the shade from both people. Yeah. I thought Fabio Quagliarella was kind of funny. Yeah, I said that sometimes Gattuso, he'll be micromanaging or talking a little bit too much on the sideline.
That's okay. Whatever he's got to do.
Whatever
you got to do to get the job done, you know. And the fun, it's funny because when I saw that, my mind went back to 2010 when they were teammates on the World Cup team, you know, and Quagliarella was on the Italian team. And Mister Fernuto Fatelagrone.
Love it.
Oh, man. Just too funny, man.
You think Quagliarella was like, my ears. My ears.
I want to say cheers to everybody. Cheers to everybody in the chat. And I know Ralph already did. But yeah, look at everybody in here. 70 mil is an investment. It's a very investment. It's an investment. And it's investments sometimes you know, Carmine should know. Sometimes investments take time, man. You can't just expect it right away. You can't.
Yeah. You know? Let's not forget, right when he was starting to roll, he got injured. You know, he got injured. He came back. Then he got COVID. Then he got back. Then he's starting up again. Then he hits his head. Then he has to wait again. So this dude, it's a lot of bad luck that he was kind of dealing with. And once he came back from the second international round with Nigeria, you said it, Rafa. We had said it before how he was. He was saying, hey, you ain't seen nothing yet, and the best is yet to come. And I believed him. I really believed him. I felt like – and Rafa, we spoke. Remember when he said after the injury, it's going to take some time for him to get his confidence back, to get his mind settled. And remember, he's still getting used to the league. He's still getting used to the league. So it that takes time in and itself. You do that on top of an injury, I mean, it's not easy. But he has come a long way. I'm happy for the guy. We're gonna definitely touch on this in the next segment of the show when we get to the Napoli 500 today. But I am thrilled to have him on this team, and I can't wait. I can't wait till next season. I mean, not to rush this season, but I can't wait to watch him next season to see what he's going to do, because Osimhen will be classed next season if he stays fit, and there is zero doubt. Thank you, Francesco. Yep. I'm with you there.
Absolutely.
Gaetano, his movement was great all game, just wasn't getting the service. I'm going to go a little bit with Gaetano. I want to see a little bit more service.
Agreed. But,
Joe Dange.
I don't think it's
not necessarily bashing Joe, but you know.
Right. I don't know people. About bashing. I mean, they were. Let's face it, they were. They were bashing him. They were, you know, if you heard my appearance on Forza Napoli Calcio podcast with Joe Fischetti or our appearance, Ralph and I, on Calcio Guys, you know, a lot of people were doubting Victor for a while. You know, even after, you know, Joe said this on the show that I was on with him. You know, after the Juve game that we won 1-0 in February, everyone was saying, you know, Osimhen, he's got to beef up a little bit. And then the thing that his brother had said come out, and his brother starts yapping about, you know, always, you know, maybe they're not playing to him on purpose, or they need to start playing to him more. And Victor came out and poo-pooed that himself and said, you know, sometimes my brother likes to talk a lot of crap that he doesn't even know about. He's like, relax. I'm fine where I'm at, and everything is going to be great, you know, just – And then him saying you ain't seen nothing yet, to me, just really just he's a hungry young kid. And you see the determination on his face. You know what I mean? He's got a lot of maturing still left to do. And that plus learning the league takes a little time. You know what I mean?
Right.
It just does.
But Napoli, they'll be in great shape. The race is still on. That's the most important part, no matter what. The race is still on. The boys are firing somewhat on all cylinders. I know a couple people had returned from injury. We saw Deme took a game or so to kind of get back in it. Even we had some issues on the defense with Manolas and yada, yada, yada. But for the most part, the team's looking solid enough to make a nice run into the last quarter of the season. And I think, you know, some of the bashing started in January, but that's one of the injuries, the COVID. You know, we had those issues with losing against Spezia. So much, like, really high emotional stress going on that. And then we saw the video of Osimhen at the party, and then he got the COVID. So much negativity swirling around the team and the press and social media that he just got caught up in a storm, I think. But now that the dust is settled and the sun's coming out and the chickens are coming out and the spring's coming and getting a little warmer, we're a little bit calmer. And hey, listen, we're still there. We're still fighting for possibly second. You know, maybe the Scudetto goes without saying now, but I think we'll be okay. Cliff asks, I like this question. Who or what is the missing piece for this Napoli? Because it seems the talent is there. This is a great question.
Well, let me just shout Cliff out real quick, because Cliff is my buddy from CalcioCast. We have we're both patrons at CalcioCast, so we have him. You know, he's on a chat with me, Matteo Bonetti, and a whole bunch of other people who are contributors.
What up, Cliff?
And he's a Juventino, but he's one of the really cool ones.
Bye, Cliff. Have a nice day. See you later.
Cliff, we're gonna answer this at the end and make you stay and watch the whole thing.
Is that what we're gonna do? Yeah,
that's what I want to do.
You gotta boost the numbers, Cliff.
No, Cliff's my buddy. You know, Juve beat us, and then he goes, "Hey, Raf, how do I cut my hair? You know, how should I cut my hair?" Mm-hmm. No, he's a good dude, and I do want to answer that question with the missing piece. In all seriousness, I kind of want to save it to after we do the stock rising up and down, you know, because I think it'd be better for us to talk about who stays and who goes, who we think stays and goes. And then we'll answer that question. But there is a lot of talent on this team. And when we're all healthy, Ralph, right? When we're all healthy, yes. We see Gattuso can get them motivated. Sometimes the taxes aren't the greatest, something is needed, but it's there. It's there. If Napoli, I'm convinced, and so is a lot of other people, convinced that if Napoli had a full squad most of the season, you know, everyone had COVID and everyone has injuries to deal with. But if Napoli did not have, was not hit so hard with injuries at the time they were, we could have definitely been fighting at least with Milan for second, even though we are now, we're only 4 points behind, but closer to Inter for the Scudetto. Closer, not win, but closer.
Well, Rafa, you know what we do then? Let's get into this next segment. Let's get to the Napoli 500, and then we're going to segue right into it, because I think it's going to be a perfect transition. And it's funny, everybody says Salvador de Brita, left back, backup for GDL. We saw Francesco Valentini said left back CDM, Joe D'Ange left back and a defense, another CDM. So I think the consensus here is the same. But let's get into this thing, because it's really fun. I can't wait to do it. And then we'll talk. We're going to get back to this. But thank you for the question, even despite your Juventini, you know. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Cliff. You're a sport. Here we go. All right, and here we go, guys. So, Raf and I, we're going to have a series of pictures on the screen here, and we're going to choose, we're going to decide what is, like, which player is going up, what stock may be going down, should we hold these players, should we sell these players, and more importantly, who are the blue chips, okay? Our opinions here are completely independent, Raf and I, so we haven't, I don't know what he's going to pick. All right, we're going to choose these things on the fly, but the blue chip will represent that rock solid player for Napoli. That guy who is just he doesn't go nowhere. He's ours. He is our pillar. He doesn't move. Hold will be the people that we want to keep on the team, you know, whether they be a young player, and then of course sell somebody that we're just tired of. So, we're going to start with the goalies. Rafa, we'll do about a minute each, all right, just so we can rip through it, because we have about 22 players here that we're going to judge. And I want everybody to get in on the action, all right? I want everybody – the graphics, though. I know. Thank you, man. What's going on, everybody? So let's start with you, Rafa. We're going to start with Ospina, guys. And, again, in the comments, please feel free to comment. David Ospina, he was a goalie that came in when Marek got injured, but he – it's now kind of splitting the time with him 50-50. We saw he got a little bit hurt the other day, and then, you know, he missed that corner kick. I always feel like Ospina he's going to, like, a bone is going to pop out of his body at some point every time he goes to make a save.
Right.
So do you want to take it? Do you want to do the honors and start first? Stock up, down, hold, sell, blue chip.
I say stock up for Ospina.
Stock up.
Yeah, 19 matches. He's got 17 goals conceded, 9 clean sheets. I think he is a good keeper. He's very, injury prone. Very nervy, but he distributes well, which is what we need on the team like ours. And I do believe that the stock is up for him. I think we keep him. I don't think he's going to stay, but I think we should keep him unless we get another pretty decent backup for Medet, who looks like we'll be keeping. But that's it for me. Stock up, keep him.
Holding him. Stock up and a hold. Rafa, I'm going with you on this one. Stock up, certainly. You know, it's like this is a good problem to have because we have two goalies that can get the job done. He has some experience. We got Moret, the young guy that can grow. Personally, I want to keep Moret for the long run. I like to see more of Moret just because I want him growing with the team. I don't want to get him discouraged. But Ospina, he does come in. He gets the job done. I don't have any problem with our goalie situation. It's a good problem to have. Hold the guy 100%. And that's it. All right, moving along. We have Moret now. I'll start here, Rafa. Again, for me, stock up. I mean, he's a young dude. I like this, T-Dot. But his age affects the stock. I like that. That's good. You got to keep that in mind. How will these stock age, guys?
I do like that.
Yeah, stock up for me. That's Rocco. I know he had some troubles and things like that. He was a little shaky at times, but what he did against Juve, really impressed me. And for me, his stock is rising. He's a young goaltender. He's promising. Hold on to him, without a doubt, he will become a pillar of this team. Rafa?
For me, it's if we could stock in the middle, I'd go there. But I'm gonna go stock down.
Okay.
20 appearances, 27 goals against, only stock 5 down. Clean sheets. Yeah, man.
Okay.
You know, it's a lot of goals against. It's a lot of goals against, man. But because of the fact that he is fairly decent against big teams like Juventus, and that he's young, and that clearly he's the future of this club, I say hold him, even though his stock is down. We hold him, obviously. I wouldn't be upset if we went Ospina Medet again next season, honestly. I think the two of them together complement each other very well. I do. I really do. And I think Medet can get better than he has been this season. I really do.
Well, I Rafa do. With the hot take. Ah, yes, sirree. Now, you surprised me there, but I don't know if you did surprise me, Rafa. You've been pretty vocal about the Moreto Spina situation.
But, I have.
But there it is. All right, stock down, stock up for Rafa. But it's Moret is certainly a hold. Giovanni Di Lorenzo, Rafa, you want to take it away on this one?
I do. Stock up for me, especially as of big late. Up. Now let's take into consideration that this is, we are one quarter of the way. We're three quarters of the way into the season. We have a quarter of the season left to play. 9 games is about a quarter of the season. I say stock up because of his recent performances, it was definitely stock down if he had continued to play the way he had. But the amount of matches that he played, for us and with presumably nobody to back him up on the right, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said this on the podcast from earlier, we definitely tired him out and moved Husai to the left for him. So I think he's played way too much. Some players can handle it. Some players can't. I don't think he's a player that can handle every 4 days. He's going to need a rest. He's going to, because when he plays once a week, it's all good. He's getting game winning goals. He's getting goals as a right back. Assists. He's putting in pretty good assists and performances lately, especially. For me, stock up, hold. Definitely hold.
Stock up, hold. Rafa, I'm with you. Stock up, without a doubt. I mean, this guy has played so many minutes, all right? And I agree with you. When he gets a little bit of rest, he comes back onto the field. He's a monster. He can score goals. He can make assists. He can set up the play. He can stop some of the biggest names in Serie A. He can hold them down. But I do want to see him get rest. I want to make sure that we are managing his energy a little bit better. I know he has some troubles here and there. He has a couple of He had a couple of mistakes in some games, but overall, I think he's underappreciated for what he does. Remember, there was three guys on the left that were rotating versus one guy on the right doing everything
right
all the time, and he stayed healthy. Hold him, this guy. I know he was kind of a late bloomer. I know Kenny had said it once in the past, but he's been a consistent player. So stock up, hold for Giovanni Di Lorenzo. Next up on the defense, Goulam. Now, I had to throw him in there. Now, this is I'll start here, Rafa. Unfortunately for me, it's the stock's down, but it's not because of who he is as a player. It's strictly because of his injury. Just so unfortunate. I think his third knee injury. He'll be out till the next season. Can he come back? Can he recover? Can he still be a force for the team? This stock real volatile right now. I don't know where this is going, but for me, it has to go down simply because he's unable to play, so we can't really judge him. He was a darling to watch when he did come back, and unfortunately, again, he got another injury. So for me, stock down. Yeah, I'm going to say sell.
Agree.
I'm going to say sell. So, I mean, only because, but certainly one of our blue chips, former blue chip, but stock down for me.
Well, he was a blue chip, and he
up or down, Rafa, up or down.
I mean, leave it down. Leave it down. Okay. It's obvious it's a down. It's too bad because I feel so bad for him. And I'm sorry, guys, we're putting up the your comments and the play thing in the way of it. But you know, we see you and we appreciate.
It's not, by the way, Rafa. Yeah. They don't see the play thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, never mind. You're seeing.
No, we're good. We're good. We're legit.
good.
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind. Stock down. I would say sell, but can you sell right now? Like, I think we hold to get him some minutes next season to sell him probably in January. That's how I feel. Because right now, this guy is coming off of three ACLs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's going to go for any amount of money if we try to sell him on in the offseason. Now, will they sell him? Maybe, but
there's a good one, Cliff.
GameStop is out. Yeah, exactly. No, so down but hold and sell in January. I think next season he could serve as a backup to the left back, whoever we decide to get, because it looks like, you know, well, we'll get into them anyway in a few minutes. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, hold for now. How about
hold
that?
Hold for now. Stand but hold, unfortunately, injury. Mm-hmm. But Goulam, if you do see this, we love you. I just want you to know that.
Oh, we absolutely love you.
Absolutely.
Met him in Michigan. Love him.
Rafa, I'm going to let you take away with this guy right here. This guy right here, guys.
Ooh.
Man, where do we go here?
Yeah. Hot take. Stock up.
Stock up. Oh, okay.
Stock up, but sell. Well, hold on a minute. Sold this guy. Can we even say sell? Because he's a free this season, so he's not going to be sold.
Soccer balls. Peter Lombardi. Peter Lombardi, got a special surprise for you.
Sell for a new desk.
Around.
Yeah.
Sell for a new desk, right?
So for me, stock up. Honestly, stock up because he's played better this season and the end of the last season than he had. Before that, he has. Whether we want to like it or not, he has a tendency to stun us and have some man of the match performances. He has. Let's not, you know, let our feelings for him get in the way of that. But like I said, if we were able to sell, then sell. But we won't be. He's going to go for free. So we need to replace. That's what we need to do.
We need to replace. Okay. Yeah. You know what, Rafa? I'm going to piggyback off your answer a little bit. His stock was on the rise for me. I mean, it's like so much was going on that left side there because he was a bit inconsistent at times. That last game, so against Chiesa, but overall he had some pretty good games. He made some pretty good appearances and helped us out in the defense a few times when Mario Ric couldn't. And for that, stock's on the rise, but it's not a spike up. This is kind of like a slow, steady. He kind of drops in and out a little bit. So for me, you know, like you said, I think because of the specific, but if we wanted to sell him, I don't know what's going on with his contract, but, you know, stays or goes.
Well, I like what, who was this? Someone said, Cliff said stock up, hell yeah, but resign and then sell.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe, you know.
Yeah. For it.
Do we want to endure another season as Husai is our starting left back though? We'll get killed by the fans.
Yeah, Tifosi
will destroy De Laurentiis if they don't get rid of him and get someone else in there.
Right.
And I might have to agree with that, you know. I don't agree with Tifosi a lot, but I might have to agree with that.
Look at that. We're changing things. We're changing your offer. See, even you can convince Rafa Rispo, guys. All right. Next up on the list is, oh boy, I'm gonna start with this one. Bam! Stock way down. What the hell happened to Maksimovic, guys? Where's Maksimovic, and what have you done with him? This guy was coming in as a backup at the beginning of the season. He was doing pretty good, backing up Manolas, but lately. Disaster, guys. Him and Manolas, basically the reason why we gave up 3 goals against Crotone. What the hell? Stock way down. Sharp decline. And honestly, at this point, I think he's going to go anyway, but sell. He's got to go. That back line needs a revamp, especially this guy right here. Rafa?
Stock under the floor.
All right.
And get the hell rid of him because its time has come. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know when his contract is up. I don't know if his contract is up this season or next. No. His contract is up this season, so he's another one that might be going for free.
Okay.
Stock way down. Get this dude's face off my screen.
You guys are killing me in the chat. Yeah, I love it.
Stock morto. I like it. Max is like Charles Barkley in the OG Space Jam. Yo, did you see the new Space Jam trailer? Dude?
I saw the trailer.
Sick.
Let's see how it goes, man.
Honestly, it looks sick. Maksimovic won't be there though. Maksimovic won't be there though.
No.
Oh, Peter Russo, my man. I'm gonna shout him out after too. That's my buddy.
Peter Russo, sell ASAP.
Peter Russo, yeah. I met him at the shop. He came into the shop.
Morto.
Stock and Morto. Listen. So he's on a free this season. So he's another one. He could go for free. See, Husai should. I don't mind Husai getting re-signed and then we sell him for another season as long as he commits to being a backup or like a rotational player, because we have to get a new left back in. But Maksimovic could go, dude. Go.
See ya. Cliffy, stock down on a new Space Jam trailer. So there you go. Yeah.
Nah, stock way up on that. I actually was really impressed. I wasn't happy about it because I was like, nah, don't touch the original Space Jam. Are you kidding me? No, it was very interesting. Good. Liked it.
But Maksimovic, I'm going to disagree with you. I think Maksimovic has been horrible all season. Awful. He's one of the players I really wanted in.
Well, I'm not with you.
Trying to get him from Torino. No, but he's been horrible all season long.
I thought he did okay, but he definitely dipped. But either way,
He did okay against Juventus with Ramani, but that's it.
Right here, stock up, Rafa. It's been going up. And also, hold on. Before I get – Koulibaly, you know, at times, little by little, he might make a mistake. He might catch a card. But all in all, this guy is a pillar. I'm giving him the blue chip. He is a blue chip stock. He is a blue chip for this team. He is a pillar. He is a captain. He is a leader. He sets by example. He's a hard worker. He's a great player. Napoli Dons love him. I love him. We all love him. I want this guy to stay. All right. I know he has a few good years. I know he's in the 30s now. Young. He just cracked 30, 31 or something. But I don't care. I know he has a few good years in him. And considering what's going on in that back line, I want K2 to stay. We need somebody that we can rely upon. We know what we get. You know what you get when it comes down to K2.
Nah, dude,
not only is he my stock up as always, but he is my blue chip.
No, he's not even 30 yet. let's all slow down.
I thought he was 31. 20, I'm sorry. I'm going to get him.
No, that's okay. He's 29. He'll be 30 June 20th. He'll be 30. Mm-hmm. Stock
through the roof and you never let him go. Hold on tight. Hold on for dear life. Mm-hmm. This guy is a player, is a once in a generation player. And he's we've said it here. He's a guy the defense around. Well, go ahead. Let me see.
Sorry.
Left
you guys are key. You guys are killing me today.
Listen, you got two. You don't need two.
All right, I'll give the right one. This way we even it out, all right? So you get the left, I'll give the right.
Rocco, stock up. If you think otherwise, just LOL. It's true, man.
Yeah. I think I put him on, right?
And here's the thing. He's more than a blue chip.
Yeah, Joe Dange. I like Joe Dange. Take him off my screen to Maksimovich. Take him off my screen for the opposite reason. There's no need to talk about it. There's no need to talk about it. Make him the mayor of Fortigrotta. You know, there's no need to talk about it, man. This guy is, again, not since Maradona have we had a player that's the best in the world at his position.
Seriously.
Okay. The great Marco Cubani D'Onofrio. Yeah. I mean, listen, I if Ali and I decide we're having another kid, it's Kalidou Koulibaly Rispo. That's it.
Oh my God. That's too much. Dude, I didn't expect this today. This is great.
But listen, Marco D'Onofrio Cubani at Cubani7, free Cubani, hashtag free Cubani Twitter. Come on, man. Napoli, Toronto, and them, they all got their Twitter back.
No, Napoli, too. Napoli, Toronto had to start a new one. They got it back? They
started a new one? Oh, no.
They started a new one, yeah. They started a new one. Maybe I was wrong. I think T-Dot's up in here. T-Dot, put it up in the chat.
Can you confirm that you started a new one or you had to get...
No, I know they started a new one. I signed up because I'm not sure what happened to the old one. Twitter sucks, but I know that they started.
Twitter sucks. Boom, T-Dot. Whatever you guys do, listen. Anybody, whatever you guys do, don't retweet Bundesliga content or share it or what have you. I don't know. But Marco Cubani D'Onofrio said this, and I'll never forget it. Not since Maradona have we had the best player in the world at their position. I'm convinced. I don't care about Virgil van Dijk. I don't care about anybody else. De Ligt, Skriniar, whoever you want to call it, De Vrij, doesn't matter. This guy is the best defender on the world, period, bar none. Don't want to hear it. I don't care about his few shortcomings. Everybody has them. And he's not even a blue chip, Ralph. He's not even a blue chip for me. He's beyond the blue chip. Blue chip for me is somebody up and coming. And in the sports world, when you call someone a blue chipper, that's somebody up and coming. This guy is
yeah, but blue chip stocks. You can
never get rid of this guy.
Yeah, but blue chip stocks are the ones. They're the top of the line. They always earn. Right. Yes. So, yes, you are right. I even saw the movie with Nick Nolte in the movie theater. That's how old I am. And but no,
I'm old too. I saw
it. Yeah. Let's make it clear that the blue. I am using the definition in the stock market for blue chips, where it is a constant earner, strong. You don't touch these stocks. That's the blue chip here. All right, let's make sure that is
Gaetano. He is the chip.
He is the chip, right? He made the chip.
He's the game, right? Wrestling fans, he's the effing game, right? He's the game,
right? Man, so much.
Even Dan Marino never won a Super Bowl. That's right. Yeah. Well, listen, the Super Bowl, I don't know about, but the Super Bowl, yeah, he never won it.
The Super Bowl? I won the Super Bowl last Sunday.
He spelled it supper. Yeah, you did win the. I won the Super Bowl last Sunday. We both did. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
How much lamb I ate? Forget about it.
Certainly. All right.
Now, blue chips too, Koulibaly.
Blue chips. All right. Koulibaly. Next up, bang.
From.
Look at that picture.
Everybody, ladies and gentlemen, the Mandalorian.
This is the way.
Mario Mandorui. Mandorui.
Mandalorian.
Mandorui.
Oh, God.
Stock of Thrones. Oh, God.
Oh, Christ. They didn't even say. They're just talking to God. They don't even want to pick up or down. Rafa.
Can I start?
Yeah, please do.
Stock up and hold.
Woo! What a take! Stock up.
Stock up and hold.
Stock up and hold. You know what?
Look at John Baccio. Look at John Baccio right there. Boom. Severely underrated role player for the last few years. I might have to agree. I think this guy gets a bad rep because Koulibaly had to shove him in front of Mbappe, or was it Neymar, when they played against PSG. I think he just became a meme and honestly think that he can contribute offensively. I think this is the guy you keep for your backup left back.
Yes, yes.
This is the guy right here.
And Salvatore
hit him for your backup left back.
Rafa, I'm with you, by the way. Stock up and hold for me. Here's the deal. He takes too many shots sometimes, and that's my opinion of him. But
okay,
I like what Salvatore said here, top three Grinta, and that's what I like. I like a little Grinta. His attitude reminds me a little bit of like Campagnaro or something. You know, I like the fact that even though there's a guy, he's tall, whatever, he stands up, he gets in his face. I like that in the back. I like people who can disrupt other people, especially on defense. So for me, stock up and hold. I'm with you, Rafa, on this one. I'm agreeing with my colleague here. Cliff said the king of bums, but I think that's a little harsh, Cliff. But his days. Hold stock up for me, Quinton.
No, go ahead. Hold stock up for me. He's got the Grinta. He does have the Grinta, and you need the Grinta. You need a player like that on a team like Gattuso manages. You need a badass. There you go. Rui looks like a badass. He really is, and he is an offensive player, and he's something that we need going forward. We need him to come in. And listen, not for nothing, but he took a free kick against Juventus, and my dad said, "Why is he take a free kick? Why this fuck guy take a free kick? Are you kidding me? You got a little Insigne over there. Why you take a free?" But he can service the ball into the box on a free kick. He can, and he's done it. Right. Look at the goal Bakayoko scored against Udinese. It was on a free kick by Mario Rui. Listen, I think he doesn't get enough credit. Like Real Don DiNapoli just said, he doesn't get enough credit, and I think, as much of a meme as he is, and as much as we like to clown him a lot, he provides more to me than Husai does. So stock up and hold for me. You know, he's been better than he has been. So stock up.
Boom. Here we go. By the way, we did a make a meme today. Peter Lombardi, I believe you're still in the chat. You won it after the stock. We're going to put up your winning comment. But here he is, the man.
Hold on. Cliff, look, can you throw Cliff up there real quick? I'd rather have Rafa's impression of his father as my left back than my re. That was world class. Cliff, if you knew and heard my father, it'd be a lot funnier, dude. There's nobody in the world that does my dad like I do. And it's... Wait, we'll have him on here soon. We will. Yeah, wait, we will. You'll see him. Amazing. All right, this guy.
Rafa.
Stock down, but hold.
Stock down, but on a hold. But hold.
Manolas and Koulibaly, for me, could be the potential of the best center-back duo in the whole world. They have been on the... Listen, either he's hurt or Koulibaly's hurt. Sell for some feta.
So wrong. Funny. Down on hold. Luca's with you. Well, Scotta Di Luzza, this might actually be Michela. I said he was using two things. So I want to make sure. Luca, confirm who you are exactly. I want to tell you the right
name. Yeah, are you Luca or are you Michela?
I spoke to him. He told me. Yes, he might be. He was saying sell for a Greek euro. Like Euro or G-Y-R-O Euro?
Euro. Gyro.
All right. Well,
Rob Blue Chips. Hey, Joe. Joe's...
Hey.
Joe, did you just comment that, Joe?
That was him.
That's my brother in the kitchen.
Who else my would have been?
wait a minute. Well, my brother's cooking food in the kitchen right now and watching the show and commenting. Gotta love that man. He's a multitasker.
It is Mike.
What's up, Mike? It's my dude. Calling
in cutting hair last week.
Yeah. Same here, guys. Stock down. Give him a hold. I mean, I think he's just having a hard, bad time right now. I think he can get better. And again, it's like if we start selling way too much, we're going to have a hard time in that market on the defensive line. Yes. We bought the guy. Let's put a little bit more faith in him. He did have some good games this season. So I'm with you guys. Down, but hold.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on. Almost done with the defense, guys. Rahmani. This is going to be – I'm really interested. I couldn't wait. I think I put this one last for the defense because I felt like this one wasn't so obvious for everybody. Down, hold. I think – is this Paulie or Rocco?
That's Rocco. Rocco's not a fan.
Wait, add down hold or uphold?
He's changing it. Are you changing it? Yeah, I think
changing it on the fly. Uphold. Stock
uphold.
Even.
Uphold for me.
Uphold. Oh, let me get that on there. So let's do a up for up and a hold. Hold only. So does his stock? Is his? I guess if he's holding him, his stock's going up, right?
Yeah.
Oh, look, thank you.
I'm on the
mobile. I never watched your show before. All I want to say is I'm a fan. You will be seeing a lot more of me in this podcast.
Cliff, this is my guy, Cliff. Thank you, Cliff. Thank you, Cliff. Hey, Cliff, do me a favor. Go into our archives on YouTube and watch the episode with Mateo, man. It was fun. You'll like it when you have a chance, obviously, when we're done here. Okay, listen. Stock up, hold, blue chip. Boom. Stamp it.
Whoa.
This guy's going to be good, man. Blue chip? This guy's going to be good. Yep.
Wow. See, I knew that I was going to get surprised. Hot take right there, guys.
He's going to be good. The things he did in Verona had one of the best defenses last season with Ramani, Kumbula, and forgot the third guy. But they were granted they were in a three-man back line. But I think this guy's got it, man. He's got it. He had a bad first match. Obviously, we all know the goal that he had. He gave up the back pass. Mm-hmm. He had a very bad first match.
He did.
Cliff, I lost the fan.
There's another Ralph here, Cliff. Okay, next two week. Ralph, so I'll be your friend.
No, I think Rafa is me and Ralph is you.
I know I'm saying this too. Anyway, whatever. But you know.
Oh, Cliff, I see what you're saying. No. I know what you're saying. I get it.
You're two for the price of one here. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, clever. No, listen. For
I'm
me,
with you, Ralph. This guy, bro.
Yes. We have not seen the best Maxim Rahmani that we're yet to see, man. He's gonna do it. Now listen, Koulibaly, Manolas, for me, one and two always. But this guy is rotational. This guy should be playing in Europe a lot more. You know, he should have had more time. That's a criticism from Gattuso that we had, okay. Ralph. And he should have had a little bit more time. But yes, stock up, blue chip.
For me, stock up 100%, especially after that first game felt really bad. But I said, hey, get him back on the field. Let him make up the difference. And that's exactly what happened. And then we saw it. But I'm not blue chipping him yet. But he is on hold for me. I want to hold on to this guy. I want to see a little bit more from him. I want him to do a little bit more for the team. He's not quite my blue chip yet. But great potential, guys. Great investment for a long-term hold. All right, so up and hold for Rahmani. Barafa giving the blue chip, man. Awesome.
Blue chip, baby.
Blue chip to Rahmani, guys.
I mean, we can give more than one blue chip, right?
Yeah, no, who? Yeah, of course. You can. Okay, it could be all blue chips, hypothetically. So
because here you go, stock up, hold blue chip right here. Boom.
Stock up.
Slam that. Take that blue chip. And like, I don't know.
Let's assume really if he's a blue chip, we're holding him, okay? So you don't have, you know, let's assume that, okay? But stock up, blue chip.
Stock Ralph, up, blue I'll, chip.
Ralph, I agree with you on this one. So go ahead if you want to talk about it real quick and what he's done for this team.
This guy is irreplaceable. He's irreplaceable. He had COVID. He was out for a while with COVID. He came back a little bit rusty at first, but boom. Just hit us with his brilliance when he got back, man. Piotr Zielinski is could be top five, top 10 midfielders in Europe now.
Yeah.
I think, and in a couple seasons, he could be top five, you know, the thing is we need Champions League, you know, we need to play Champions League so he can showcase that. So people can see that. I know there's a lot of Serie A fans out there, a lot of people watching Serie A now too, especially since Serie A now has become, you know, nationally televised on ABC. And there's a lot of people gravitating to Serie A this season too. You know, and a lot of it has to do with Ronaldo coming in and Inter winning the Scudetto, breaking Juve's thing, because they will, Lukaku, what have you. But Piotr Zielinski should be in lights. He should get all the treatment that you know, Mertens gets in Naples, like Koulibaly gets in Naples. And Piotr Zielinski is irreplaceable. So, 6 goals, seven assists in Serie A, 2 goals and an assist in Europe. An assist in the Coppa Italia. So that's 1, 2, that's 9 assists and 8 goals this season for Piotr Zielinski.
Got a foot fetish? This Heat are fantastic.
He's gonna go. He's gonna go double double. He's gonna go 10 goals, 10 assists in Serie A. And for me, and having had COVID for me is wonderful.
Yeah,
wonderful.
I'm with you guys. Stock up. And he has become my blue chip. Certainly over the past maybe one or two seasons. Probably top one of the. Maybe after Lewandowski, maybe one of the top players on the Polish national team, in my opinion.
Yes. Yes. Look at Rocco's hot take, dude.
I know. I put it up, man. He's one of the best midfielders in Italy. What
he says is the best midfielder.
He is. I will give him everything to get nutmeg lessons from him. Okay.
He's a Tuno master, isn't he?
He's a Tuno master, yeah. No, I just like the dude. When this guy is on, Napoli is winning, without a doubt. He's, you know, had the COVID, came back. I know he was struggling after the COVID. You could tell, couldn't quite get his breathing rhythm in there. But, man, when this guy is on, Napoli's winning. And that's why he's a blue chip for me. That's why he's such a key player for me on this team. He provides so much. He can be more defensive. He can play closer to goal. He can be your number 10. Francesco says, for me, there are better midfielders in Italy, but he is a top 5 in Serie A.
I think he's top 3 in Serie A. I think you get Barella in there, and you get maybe one other player that's name isn't at the top of my head right now. Okay, Milinkovic-Savic. Okay. Yeah. Barella, Milinkovic-Savic, Zielinski for me. Boom.
What's up, Rob? Welcome. Great assessments. Thank you so much. Be sure to get in on the stock up or down. But there it is. Stock up, without a doubt. Blue chip for the team, 100%. Yes, key player in the midfield. All right. Next up, coming up, guys. I'll start here, Rafa. Stock
go
up.
Go ahead.
100%. Yeah. He is, especially during the second half of the season, I mean, he is another guy that you know when their stock is going up, when you're like, we need him on the field. Without him, something doesn't get the plays that are not getting done. Diego Demme, without a doubt, stock up. Wouldn't call him a blue chip, but he's on hold for me. I'm holding his stock as long as I can. He has a lot to give. He came back from a little injury, had a little hard time against Juve, but you know what? Love his energy, love his enthusiasm. I love his grit, and you know, he can help on the defense. He can help on the offense. Love this guy, 100%.
Yeah, so for me, stock Rafa, up and hold.
Stock up and hold, man.
Same. He has stock the potential to be a blue chip. He has the potential to be a blue chip. But 3 goals and 4 assists this season. He another one of the players that was hit with injury. He's back.
Future blue chip.
He's yes, possibly. Yes. I like that. I like that take. So he for me has taken the role that Bakayoko I thought would have. We'll get to him.
But you don't sell Diego's.
No, you don't sell Diego's. I like that. That's good. You don't sell Diego's. No. But yeah, no, Cliff says very valuable rotation player. I like that too. But I think he can and should be, and I think this season he has been mostly starting midfielder. I think him and another attacking midfielder very, very complement each other very well. I think Demme defensively is magnificent, and I think that he, like you said, he can help contribute in the front too. So,
100%. Hot take from Alfonso.
This might sound crazy,
but he is working his way towards Jorginho status for me, for Alfonso.
He's still young. He's not young. He's 26. He is young, 26, but he's not as young as everyone thought he is.
No.
But yeah, he. I can see that. I can definitely see that. You know, Jorginho was a very good reader of the game, and I think Demme could be that too.
Yeah, certainly.
Peter Russo, one of the most important.
Even Zielinski, Rafa, I think also is 26 years old. These guys are about to blow. They're about to get in the best years of their career. And I'm telling you, man, look, just hold on tight, guys, because I think we're going to see some fireworks coming up soon. But Diego Demme, stock up, and we're holding him without a doubt.
What Gaetano says is that he can't play the ball like Jorginho. He's a different type of player. Yes, I agree. But I think he reads the game well. I think he defensively, he could be the defensive piece that we
Jorginho,
need.
Right.
So I think he's like more an Alan type player, to be honest with you. I think Alan was very gritty, but Dembe could get there. Now speaking of Alan and the exact opposite. Lindoches, Quinton, yeah, put him in the bathroom.
All right, I'll just pick it. Why wait? I know what you're gonna choose.
Come on,
Stockdown. What's going on, LeBlanc?
Stockdown and sell. Waste.
Hamsik owes us for this one, man. Because
he does, man.
Yeah.
Down
Do
and sell?
Are we sell?
No, yeah, we sell.
Goodbye.
This to me is take the loss and whatever. You know,
put him in the bed.
Put him in. That's what I said. Lindoches. Lindo gabinet, right?
Yeah.
Listen, this guy, for me, I was excited for. We've been talking about this guy for a couple seasons. Down, we get him, up. And he's just Slobodka.
Slobodka. That's pretty good.
Al ristorante.
Stock al ristorante.
this is a player you sell and you eat your loss, man.
Shot of espresso.
It's done. That's it.
Slobodka. Big oof. He looks like a oof as a person.
Dude, what if he gets a winner against Inter or something?
Then we might change it to this, but for now,
Don't ever put that on the screen. Somebody will take a snapshot of that. Dude.
Yeah, right? Don't do it. Don't give any ideas, see, Rafa.
Rafa, stock up for LaBorca.
Here we go. Man, this is the big one, Rafa. I did this one last. This one is going to be interesting. I think we're going to get a lot of back and forths. You know, if this was January, Rafa, I'll go first. If this was January, I would say immediate sell. However, well, hold on. Actually, let me back up a little bit.
Go ahead.
If I would say Gidamurt, if this was before January. Yeah. This guy was pissing me off. Part of it was because he was really overrated. There were so many good articles, but I was like, he hasn't even done anything yet. But here's the deal. Give credit where it's due, Rafa. And you know, this was the biggest back and forth that you will see on the Raf and Raf rant between Respo and I, is our opinion about Fabian. This is what you can do if you sit down and you talk about things and you discuss it. For me, stock up for Fabian Ruiz, without a doubt. I mean, over the last few games, he has been contributing so much on the offense, so much in the midfield, helping to create those plays. He might not have that assist, but he has that pass to assist. He's taking more shots. He's getting closer to goal, which is what we said. I don't know if that's something that he's been doing, something that Gattuso has been telling him to do it. But Fabian Ruiz, moving up forward, I love it. I still think he's a little clumsy. I still think he's somewhat of a liability on defense on time. But for me, stock up. However, sell. Now, here's the deal. His value is only going up. He's already expressed some interest of wanting to go to Spain. I think recently he asked for a raise too. Not sure if ADL wants to give him what he's asking for. Don't know. The reason why I'm saying sell, not because he's a bad player, because he can possibly draw in big money from one of these Spanish teams, and we need that money to revamp the defense. We will need some money for this market this year. And if for me, Fabian Ruiz is my sacrificial lamb, speaking of lamb, Rafa. So for that, I say sell only for the long run betterment of the team for the market. That's my opinion. So up, but sell. Rafa?
I'm going to go up, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say hold on the basis that we get into the Champions League.
Okay.
So if we get into the Champions League, hold. Keep him. Let him play in the Champions League again. Give him a more forward role. Try to give him a more forward role. I know it's hard because we have Zielinski and he's irreplaceable. But I think we hold him for a season or two. Mm-hmm. If we don't make the Champions League, he has got to go because you can't sell Koulibaly like we said.
No.
So I'm going on like so. Okay. So you know what? Right now we're not in the Champions League. We're in fifth place. Right now we're not in the Champions League. We're in fifth place. So right now, up and sell.
Up and sell.
If we make the right now, right this second. Up and sell.
Up and sell.
So put. Okay. You can change it to sell.
Played out of position all year. We spoke about this a lot, so
we speak about it all the time. We speak about it all the time. But if we make the Champions League, we hold them. So because right now we're in fifth place and we're out of the Champions League zone, stock up, sell. But if we finish fourth, top four, stock up, hold. That's my take.
That's your take.
Sell for some San Marzanos.
That's listen, fun.
I have enough San Marzano in my closet. Hold.
All right.
All right. Rocco's out.
Enjoy your meal, sir. Enjoy your meal, Rocco. You'd be good. Overrated his ability. So Michael R. Summerling, overrated his ability to use his right foot extra touches with his left, messes up the timing of the other player's runs. It's that simple. Move on. Mm. It is. This is such a back
and forth thing. No, but Michael, I don't think so, man. Like, I don't think he's overrated, dude. I don't. I think
he was overrated. That's my opinion.
I don't think he was overrated then either. He's just out of position. This is another. We're going here again. He was out of position. He has spent the season learning a new position, in my estimation.
Okay.
You know? And that's it. And if he can maintain this status at this position, we keep him if we get to the Champions League. We do.
All right. I think
match winner on Sunday.
Here we are. I want to move it along, guys, because we're reaching the hour mark. So I want to get all these
down.
But here we go. Yeah, guys, let's do it. Down. I mean, down, he's on loan. Sell, I guess, but he's on loan, so give back.
Right.
Down and sell. Guys, biggest upset. One of my biggest upsets for this man was right. For Napoli was this man right here. Did pretty good out the gate, beginning of the season again. Kind of, I have the same feeling that I have about Maksimovic with Bakayoko, but lately, tanking shit, man. I don't know what's going on with this guy, Rafa. I don't even want to spend that much time on him, but you got something to say?
No,
Star Famok. Sell for a hard
croissant.
I like this one. This because I love Bill Murray. At this point, I take Bill Murray instead of Bakayoko. Just give him some of Michael's secret stuff.
Yeah.
Bye bye Baka.
Bye bye Baka. Yep.
Tony.
Listen, Bakayoko. I was very excited about Bakayoko, and he played a good couple of games at the beginning, but that's it. He's
got
to go.
Hold him? I want to know, but I guess
I don't think anybody does. But we need to. We really need to look at our defensive midfield, you know, positioning, and that could be a reason either one of Lobotka or Bakayoko stay. I don't think they're going to spend the money on Bakayoko. I think they're going to get out of the loan that they're in. Yep. I think they're more likely to keep Lobotka than sell Bakayoko, which sucks because I'd rather have Bakayoko in than Lobotka, but.
But lately,
when you have to pick between the two, I'd rather have Bakayoko.
Here we go, guys. Matteo Politano,
the most underrated forward player in Italy, in my position.
Up, and away, guys.
Italian player. Let's just say Italian player. He's the most underrated Italian forward in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Stock up. Keep. And hold on tight, because this guy, I mean, we need him. We need him. There's no other really real
thing. Up in a blue chip for D'Ange.
Okay. I like that. I
but
don't
you're
know
sticking
if I'll
with hold.
Blue chip, but yeah.
You're sticking with hold. Up in a hold.
Well, look at him and Lozano
I'm
this
with
season,
you, Rafa.
Man.
Yeah.
Wait till we get to Lozano. Look at them. They have eclipsed.
They have, together, collectively, eclipsed
blue chip.
The past two seasons of Callejon already in three quarters of the season. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
At that position. Oh, incredible. And how he's not on the national team, don't ask me. Well, or how he wasn't chosen for the last national team. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
Fit, healthy, on in form, not chosen.
Got
he was on the
up.
National team. He got Sorry. The winner against Poland in the last minute. In the Nations League, in the last Nations League that we played that avoided relegation from the Nations League, he got the last minute winner in the 90 something minute. And he was before he was a Napoli player. I think we had taken him right after that. But
Gaetano wants him to work on his right foot before it becomes a blue chip, according to him. It's pretty good analysis.
Okay.
I'm feeling that.
Okay, I like it.
I like that. That's pretty good. But Rafa, I'm
Big
with you. I'm not even going to go
WWE,
any further.
He's little sexy.
He's little sexy.
Little sexy.
But Rafa, I'm going to piggyback off yours, guys. I won't go any further with Politano because I feel the exact same way that Rafa said. So for me, for Politano, it is definitely up in a hold. And certainly, like my brother said, Joe Biz over there, future potential blue chip for this team if he stays. I think he's great tactically. What Lozano offers in speed, I think Politano offers a little bit more control. Again, great thing to have on both sides of those wings. Two different players with two great strengths. So Politano, for me, up in a hold with a future blue streak. Blue chip. Keep your eye on this guy. Coming up, guys. So we're in the forwards now. My dude, I'm going first, Rafa. I'm sorry. I am, go.
Because I got a good one. Go.
Executive decision. So, guys, up in a hold with the potential blue chip. Up and a hold. This kid is 21 years old. And listen, I know he's not the most glamorous. I know he made a few mistakes close to goal. But you were watching a really confused Napoli. I think he's a good young kid. I think naturally his stronger position is the left wing. I said it from time and time again. I want him to back up Insigne. I want him to stay next to Insigne and learn. I think he's promising. 21 years old, I believe. Promising young dude. We all loved Gordon Pandev. This is our next Gordon Pandev, is Alif Elmas. He has some work to do. I'll admit it. However, tons of potential, tons of upside. You know, if I don't know if anybody's involved in day trading, tons of upside here, man. Tons of upside here. And I think the trend is going upward for this guy.
Well, you saw, you heard about the stat that I brought up, right? The
yes,
the little
about Germany
from when Rosario was on, right?
Yes.
For those who are just now joining us, who haven't been with us before, this guy is in present company of, it's like esteemed, like, what's the word I'm looking for? His company is like, it's Ralph, I'm lost for words. Anyway, my man Elif Elmas is one of only three. Oh, he's of elite company. One of only three players in the world ever history to own a match winner against Germany in a World Cup qualifier ever, ever. Carlos Manuel with Portugal, Steven Gerrard with England, Elif Elmas, North Macedonia. Boom. For me, that, even though it's not with Napoli, he is absolutely dynamic with North Macedonia.
Yep.
And if Napoli can get his positioning right, I know he's versatile. He can play in the left.
Gattano,
he can also play in the center. He can play in the center too. Yep.
He can play in the center too. But I agree.
This guy does, and I gave him a lot of crap in the beginning of the season. I think it's because his head just wasn't in it for me. I think he was very, and you know, and here's my assessment of him. I think he may have had his head in the North Macedonia. You know what I mean? Like,
possible.
They just qualified for their first tournament ever, thanks to him and Goran Pandev. They just also took the third ever victory away from Germany in a World Cup qualifier in history. I think this guy's head is in the summertime right now. Mm-hmm. I think he's also very young. So I think that stock up, hold, potential blue chip as well. But right now, not a blue chip yet.
No,
but
not
this
a blue
guy
chip
will be good. He will be good. You hold on to him.
Guys, moving along here. Moving along. My dude. Forget stock.
Skip.
Not only
there's nothing else to say.
Stock up, blue chip. If you don't feel that way, are you really a Napoli fan?
No, I mean, are you? Statistic-wise, not yet.
Season of his life.
Yeah, statistic-wise, not yet, but he is having the season of his life this season. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he is. Well, I really hope. I really just wish that we were able to lift a trophy with this guy this season. It would have been really, really nice. But getting to the Champions League will be rewarding enough for him, and moving forward, there's potential for him to lift the Scudetto. Hopefully, but. I mean, it's another guy you don't sell, you know, along with Koulibaly. You don't sell.
Nope, this is your blue chip. These ones you hold, guys. We're seeing the best soccer from Lorenzo. There's more to come. I believe he has a couple good, really, really good more seasons.
It's up here.
He's getting better up there. He's getting tougher. You know, he really is shown to be a leader more and more every day. I gave him a hard time the beginning of this year, not the season, but rather 2021. But without a doubt, blue chip.
15 goals, 5 assists. He's 3 goals away from matching his most goals in a season, which he also had in Serie B. Yeah. You know, just irreplaceable. Here's another irreplaceable guy right here.
All right. Me. Well, Rafa, you go first because I have a little. I'm gonna cause some controversy here. But what
are
you
thinking? I'm sure you are. So
I'm gonna do it.
For me, the stock overall. I'm gonna say stock up and keep.
Stock up and hold.
Stock up and hold. He provides something else. Mm-hmm. You know, this guy when he's not on the bench. At least, I think the team is lost. He's a leader. He's a leader. He's a vice capitano. You know what I mean? He, to me, personifies the Neapolitan. Mm-hmm. And he's a Belgian. Mm-hmm. This guy provides much more. He took Osimhen into his wing and made Osimhen comfortable in the squad. He can do that for anybody.
Right.
He's just the light up. He lights up the room. Without Dries Mertens, Napoli has less of an identity to me. And because of that, plus he's got goals this season and he's got goals from the free kick position. He has 2 goals for at least 2, maybe more, 2 in a row for sure in the free kick position. And that's a whole lot more than Ronaldo has with his time at Juve, who's only got 1 all his whole time. So for me, Mertens is the rock of this squad. Okay. So stock up and hold. Blue chip, I mean, the age might, you know, determine otherwise, but you know,
stock
you
up
can't
hold.
Deny. Yeah, you can't deny Rafa, him.
I'm going to go with a couple of viewers. For me, now, I'll say this quickly. I want to move it along, guys. Thank you for everybody in the chat for sticking around to us, guys. The numbers have been pretty consistent. Thank you. Jonathan, I know you're in England. I promise you an hour, but... You know how it is here. But for me, stock down. Now, that doesn't mean I don't want Mertens on the team or I don't want him starting. I still think he's a great player. The reason why I stay stock down is because I think he reached the ceiling at some point. And I don't know, does he get better? How much more he can provide? He's 33 years old. I mean, he still has seasons left in his leg, I'm pretty sure. But I don't think we can rely on Mertens on his energy. I would say we rely on Mertens for his vision and his leadership more than his energy. I don't think he can quite keep up as much as he used to, especially when we saw him in the Sadi years. But he still has a lot of creativity. He can still feed players. I think as a number 10, this guy has played so much. He played left wing. He played the false nine, the number 9, the striker. And I think number 10 is where he should be at. An experienced guy in the middle of the field who knows how to dish out the ball. I think he can feed Osimhen like a good nona all day long.
Good nona.
All right? For me, he is certainly a blue chip in this team. This guy will go down as one of the best players in a Napoli jersey, without a doubt. This is a Hall of Famer for Napoli. He still is going to be, and so, of course, hold him. But for me, he's earned his title as the blue chip for this team. Now, maybe not long term anymore, but I want to give him the blue chip for what he already did, or rather, what he already has done for this team. So for me, he's the heart. I love Dries Mertens. Stock down simply because I don't, you know, we're going to have to change what type of player he is, but he has been a rock solid player for this team, and I'm so happy to have him. I'm so happy to see him in a Napoli uniform. Mm-hmm. Chiro is the heart and soul.
It's no doubt.
Without a doubt. All great leave in the end. It's true.
Mertens in the past, yeah.
Unbelievable.
I don't know, Mertens though, now, Jonathan. I know he wants to work with Napoli in some sort of capacity after his career is over. I know that for a fact. And
He's not interested in coaching. He did say that publicly.
No, but he might want to stick around as an ambassador. That's something we need. You know, listen, Juve have Nedved, Inter have Zanetti, Milan have Maldini, you know, they have roles on the squad. They have legitimate roles on the squad. Mm-hmm. And I think that Mertens should be that kind of guy, along with Hamsik, too. All I ask is that if he does leave, Jonathan, is that we give him the proper goodbye, unlike the way we did it for Hamsik, unlike the way we did it for Maggio. That was just 2 disastrous situations right there, man. Like that they should have had some sort of goodbye for him. But if Mertens is the one, then he's got to have some sort of proper goodbye. Look at this guy right here. Beautiful.
Look at this handsome fella right here.
Look at this beautiful Mexican. Stock up. Hold. Blue chip.
Blue chip.
Blue chip. I think most of this offense gets
future blue chip or current blue chip.
I think he's a current blue chip.
Current blue, you're gonna give him that?
Yeah, yeah.
Surprise, but okay.
Because he for a long time he was the best player of the team.
Wow.
I think right now it's.
I don't put curses up typically, but I will this time.
Lozano blue effing chip, 100%.
Blue fucking yeah.
Yeah, blue chip. Listen. Yeah, give him. Yes, you're right, Jonathan. Give him a testimonial referring to Mertens. Lozano, yeah. Again, together with
my boy Politano. Joe
together with Politano.
But yeah.
He fed Victor yesterday before. Oh, yeah. Okay, Joe, yeah. Oh, talking about Mertens.
Yeah, he's talking about Mertens. I didn't see some of the comments.
No, that's okay. No, he's got Azul chip. I love it. Hold up Azul chip.
Azul chip. That's Azul. Awesome. I love that. Thanks.
I'm chip Azul.
No worries. Got
Lozano. The difference in the player, it has a lot to do with Gattuso, but this guy has been the best player Napoli has seen this season until he got injured, and Lorenzo Insigne continued his run. So for me, Insigne is the best player of the season, obviously, but Lozano is right there at number two, neck and neck.
Well, Blue chip, Rafa. Two thirds with you here. Certainly stock on the rise. I mean, compared to what we saw last season, this man has, that injury really hindered his numbers a little bit, but had he not been injured, certainly between him and Insigne, MVP of the team. Without a doubt, hold, without a doubt, but not giving him the blue chip yet. And I'm going to tell you why real quick. I want to hold him. I think his value is going up. I want to make sure that this guy is not going to become like we're going to be building him up to sell him for some big money to like Barcelona, because he has expressed that interest, you know, going to Barcelona in the past, things like that. He said he had a rocky start with the language barrier in Italy. But either way, he is proving his worth. I hope he stays for a few years. I hope he stays with us, and I hope he accomplished something with us. I think he will. But not sure if we're trying to inflate his value a little bit to sell. So for that reason alone, I don't give him the blue chip yet. But another season and he bags us something with us, real big potential blue chip. But he doesn't get it yet.
Do you think if he has another season like he has this season, maybe another two seasons, not only is he a blue chip, but like, do we sell him for 100 mil, 110 mil? And,
yes.
And you know, maybe. Make 60 mil from this guy?
Possibly. I mean, I think it's good business. So, you know, if he can accomplish something with the team over the next couple seasons, and then after that we're going to fetch some big money, I think it's a win-win for everybody. And if he goes to another team and he's happy, hey, I'm all for it. So it really all depends. Let me just go up to the comments. I want to get a whole future blue chip. Rafa, you must have gave him a cut at your shop. The hair is nice.
I can
easily reach $100 million value, guys. I think he stays two more seasons, and then we get big bucks.
And for me, the blue chip, yeah, he gets the blue chip for that. I mean, like, listen, you know, he could. I wouldn't mind seeing him come in, win a few things here, and then go to Barcelona for 110, 120.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't mind that. Yeah.
Ooh, Petagna.
Stock down.
I like this. Have Lozano make some babies and put them in our junior system.
maybe that's a good idea.
That's a good idea. It's like the giver. Anyway.
Yeah. So stock down for me.
Stock down.
But hold.
Hold him? You holding him?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think we hold him. Mm-hmm. I think he can provide something Napoli really need, and that's kind of a brutality in the box. You know, I think he's more than just a goal scorer. Listen, he's not fast. He's strong. He can hold the match up. He can hold the ball up. But I think he's got more skill than we think he does. I think Petagna stays. Now, you know, obviously down season. But I think he stays, and he serves as a formidable backup to Victor Osimhen.
Just talk witness protection. Peter Lombardi, ADL should take him for a walk and leave him stranded. Looking like Zoolander's
like a wounded blue dog.
Like a jeez, man. Guys, you know what I'm going for? Stock down for me, partly because I had to put out like an Amber Alert for this guy because I don't know what happened to him after he got injured. I'm like, where the hell is Bataña? We didn't hear from him. I couldn't find any articles about what was going on. I didn't even know what injury he had. I had to do some digging, and then finally he came back. But I'm going to say stock sell him. We don't like him. Let's be honest. I mean, we defended him a few times on the show. Coming in as he was the third string goalie that basically got promoted to first string because we lost all our strikers. He scored a few goals, but I don't know, man. I'm not sure if this is the guy for our team. I think he would probably do better on a lower end team, maybe as a Serie B or something, and you know, let him get his burn. If I'm going to have somebody on the bench, I would probably take, especially if they're going to be slow, probably take an older dude with experience that can help the youth come along, you know, probably help Ozingham a little bit and things like that. Somebody with experience that can come in and possibly change a game within 20 minutes. So for me, stock down and sell. He's been so back and forth in the players' minds, but, you know, and I like the dude. He's a nice guy, but I'm not sure if he is, even as a backup, even as a third string, if he's the right guy for this team. So so that's that. But anyway, yeah. Moving along.
All right.
Moving along, because I want to get it. I think this is the last one, guys. Well, no, as far as players goes, guys.
Victor Osimhen.
What else do we say about this guy right now?
I mean, stock up. Blue chip?
You're giving stock him the blue chip now? Yeah, blue chip. Come now?
On. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know, maybe future blue chip. Future
so let's hold. Chip, so hold. Hold it means we want to hold on to this guy because we think the potential is really high. So if you're going to say hold, you could say future blue chip if you like. Remember, blue chip, somebody who's going to be that guy, that Koulibaly, mm-hmm. that Insigne, that Mertens, you know. But I'm with you, Rafa. Stock up and hold, man. Stock up and hold this guy. I think
now,
it would have potential blue chip.
So many people will say stock down because of the numbers, you know. Mm-hmm. Chris Estrada, what's up, my man? Mm-hmm. But, you know, you have to factor in, and this is why I get pissed about the Gattuso. We'll get to that. You have to factor in everything that has happened this season. You know, how many times are we going to say it? We'll say it again. The injury to the arm, the COVID, the head injury, he's young, he's new, he's getting accustomed. You know, there's so many things. You can't fully judge him on this season alone. You can't do it. Yeah, he costs a lot of money, but again, it's an investment. Mm-hmm. An investment doesn't always pan out right away. You have to have patience with your investment.
Right, especially when they get injured and get COVID and they hit their heads. I mean, going through all that. Go ahead.
Cliff said, he hits the nail on the head, man. I bet my next paycheck he becomes a top striker in the world and he will go for over 150 mil at some point.
Probably.
Maybe two.
Rob Knockley, stock up. Certainly stock up. Quinton, I like him. Stock up and put him in bubble wrap. That's a good one.
That's good. I like
it. Yeah, man. This guy, he is, you know, he had a hard time this year with everything that he experienced, and he's still motivated to come on the field and prove himself. I like that. I like that green stuff. For me, he's a stock up and hold all day long with a potential blue chip without a doubt. I think he's a good kid. Some people gave him bullshit comparing about that's bullshit to me. He's a good kid.
No,
he's,
man,
young.
Like,
he's allowed
story
to have fun. What'd you do at 21? Did you stay at home and freaking sew,
right,
you know, knit? No, you went out and you partied and you chill. That's what 21-year-olds do, especially
like
when they're
story,
with their national
man
team in his national mm-hmm. country. You know, like, he's a good dude, and his potential is so big, man. I cannot wait to see this kid play mm-hmm. more. I want him to play more. Rafa?
He just has an incredible story. You know, like Maradona, he just wants to be loved. You know, he comes from a difficult upbringing. He comes from a difficult upbringing. You know, and he is going to really, really be something.
Yeah, he's going to be something. Man. Keep your eye on this one, boys and girls, fellas and bellas. And here we are. I picked this picture because I felt like he's looking at you thinking, you better be careful how you choose this one. Now, I think this, I left the best for last here because, you know, this has been such a polarizing figure for Napoli, for the fans. So much back and forth with this guy. I mean, guys, we're at an hour and 20. We want to finish this up as soon as possible. But, you know, because we can do a whole show about Gattuso. So, Rafa, I don't want to get off the rails here. But overall, hold up and don't effing at me, bro. that's the kind of thing I was going for.
Uphold and don't at me. 100%. Uphold, don't at me. Because if we have to say what we said about Osimhen and not say it about Gattuso, then shame on us. Shame on us, especially if he gets us to the Champions League, even more if he gets us to second place. Now, hold for me, right? But we've all heard the rumblings of ADL looking for another manager. He has had the tendency to look for other managers early on to prepare for the next season. Gattuso has also reportedly said that he would like to leave because of what happened and he's looking for another adventure. But you can't tell me this guy wouldn't want to stay with Napoli and play in a group stage of the Champions League after getting them to a Champions League. Mm-hmm. His goal is to finish top four right now because he couldn't do it with Milan and he wants to build his resume. And if he goes, I understand why he goes on both sides. But if you're going to sit there and tell me that he underperformed as a manager, and you're going to sit there and also say, well, Victor Osimhen doesn't deserve to be criticized because of the conditions of the season, then shame on you, because Gattuso is in the same boat. He's a young coach. Victor's a young player. This is the biggest squad Gattuso's ever managed. Yes, he managed Milan, but he managed a banter era Milan. Let's not get twisted. The AC Milan is the name. He managed a banter era Milan. And Gattuso is on a formidable squad that has Champions League aspirations, that can get to the Champions League, that have gotten to the Champions League. And for you to criticize him and not Osimhen, then shame on you. He deserves to stay on this club. Rant end. I'm sorry. That's it. Nobody else can convince me otherwise. No, I'm sorry, Ralph.
Hey, brother.
Otherwise.
You know. I mean, otherwise.
Tactics, you've been pretty outspoken. Whatever, blah, blah, blah. Done.
You've been pretty outspoken about this.
If I'm De Laurentiis, Gattuso stays. 100%. And I put my paycheck on contending for a Scudetto with a full season next season. Mm-hmm. I put my paycheck on it. He provides so much more than just tactics and substitutions and, he should have taken him out in the 50th minute, and he should have taken him out in the 67th minute, not the 64th minute. I don't want to hear it. Oh, God. You understand? Don't want to hear it. This guy is also the heart and soul of this club. Punto e basta.
Punto basta. Rafa, this one was – I saved this for last because I knew I might have changed my mind at some point because it was really tough, man. Either way, stock up, 100% on that. If you don't think this man's stock is going up, then you're not watching. Now, you can criticize him all you want, but think about how much he's grown as a coach over the past – since he got here. Again, he took over a disaster and tried his best. He had to deal with a disaster. This is a rookie coach who had to deal with nothing but injuries, COVID, the media pouncing on him. That's a pretty difficult president. I mean, this guy has dealt with so much. And on top of everything, they called him a freaking Torone on the field. I forgot what game that was. I mean, like, how much does one have to endure before he gets some respect? You have to respect Gattuso as a man. You have to respect, and like you said, Rafa, he's a young coach. Young people need time to grow, and I think Gattuso needs to grow. Gaetano said he's a bit of a mid-table coach. Now, I will agree with Gaetano up to a point. I think currently Gattuso's level of coaching is mid-table in the sense that I think that I wouldn't quite say mid-table, maybe like upper mid-table, but I'm not sure if he's quite ready for all these tournaments. I'm not sure if he's that. But hold on, Rafa. I'm not sure if he's quite ready for all these tournaments quite yet. Maybe next year is a different story. Maybe he needed to experience all this. But I think that after surviving everything he did, I think he's going to improve as a coach. Even if he leaves, I think he's going to make some team very happy.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm going to say hold, but he has got to improve in some areas. If he doesn't, it's going to be a hard sell for me immediately. I'm holding on to him because I think he improved, and I want to give him the benefit because he has pushed along a lot of players, man, and he continues to. Look at Fabian Ruiz now. Look at Ozinem now. Look at Lozano now. You know, look at Insigne now. He's done something, but he's got to improve in some areas. But I would to say that he's a bad coach, I disagree. I'm with you.
Can't
there,
say Rafa, it. My colleague. Joe D'Angelo, all heart, but where are the brains? He consistently makes bad decisions and consistently puts players out of position. What? Who? Fabian? That's it.
Guys, I don't want to. I don't want to get into a big coach.
No, I know. I know,
today.
Ralph. I know, Ralph.
Because we're running.
We'll have this discussion.
We'll have this discussion.
But please tell me if Marcello Lippi, Carlo Ancelotti, Fabio Capello, all these great coaches in history have won right away. This guy's first full season on Napoli, and he's about to get to second place almost. Mm. Like, you guys have to, if he doesn't finish in the Champions League, no, we have to sell him. Yes, we have to, because we have to start over again. And I don't think he's the coach that we can start over again with. But I do think that he's growing, and I think that he needs time to grow. He's again, this is his first full season on a top club. Napoli's a top club. If you put Napoli and Milan together over the last 10 years, Napoli is the top club, not Milan. Just because he coached Milan doesn't mean they were a top club. Mm-hmm. For me, he's learning as he goes, and I think he's getting better and better. Okay? The writing is on the wall, maybe. Like Peter says, he'll only get better. He's a little raw. And the fact that he's had to make subs here and these decisions have all been influenced by COVID and injury this season. Okay?
Wrong timing for Napoli, Rob says. Possible, man. It's such a back-and-forth thing, man, but I don't. Again, we're gonna stop it right there as far as Gattuso guys, because I know we can, once we get triggered.
I'm
about
like
coaches,
chomping,
but,
yeah. Everyone listening on the podcast, I'm biting my fingernails because I want to just out. I just want to. You guys don't understand. It pisses me off so much. I just want to reach through this camera and grab you guys. Like, are you? Come on. Come
whatever
on,
happens, Rorino. Thank you for the Copa. No doubt. Totally agree, Ralph. Totally agree, Ralph. It's trying to put a young player with the first time. It takes time to die. It's true, guys.
You
got to build it. You do got to build it. That's what I'm with. No team.
Look at Quinton. Look at what Quinton said, Ralph. We're the second most improved team of the season. Up 11 points to only Milan 17. And that's not even over yet. We still have the potential to become the most improved team of the season. You understand that what that means? Like,
my brother here, Joe Biz, this team is gelling with him. I don't want to see Napoli start over. Team as a whole, stock up with him. Team as a whole, stock up. My brother, he's claiming. That's a good comment right there, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Angry Rafa. Well, I like this one. Rafa smash.
You guys.
Yo, Miguel, we are going to do. He wants to look at two. We had some discussions. Please check some of our earlier. We did have a
code. We did.
We had a discussion, but we're going to do a new one, an updated one. Just want to thank everybody, Rafa, before you go forward. Yes, I just want to thank everybody in the chat today, especially, man.
You guys killed it. You guys have
all
stayed with us. And
you stayed with us. You commented it. Thank you so much for that. That was so much fun. This was a big vision I had. I was talking to me and Rafa. We were going back and forth about this for a couple months now, and we finally did it. And you, the viewer, you guys killed it. This is exactly what we're trying to do on this show. This is what we want. So thank you. I just want to say thank you. Go ahead, Rafa. And I got something for Peter Lombardi. Don't forget. I want to put it on.
No, what I'm saying is, you know, we had a poll on the Far From Vesuvius. Mm-hmm. And we polled what we thought was better for, you know, basically the better scenario. Conte as a manager winning 1-0, boring 1-0s, although most of his matches weren't boring this season. Or Sadi, you know, 91 points, e fatta niente, you know. And we have the results of the poll. I'm pulling it up right now. But honestly, think about it. We'll read the results and then we'll expand on it in our next episode. Mm-hmm. And I say this because I took it from an IFTV video where they talk about how Conte's style of play is boring and who wants to play that way and this and that. But look at, they're winning a Scudetto, and I'm actually a little embarrassed because I can't find the poll now.
I think it was, I know, if I remember correctly, it was like 30% to Sadi, something like that, and like maybe 70% to Conte. Basically, guys, it was Conte. Yeah. Go ahead, Rob.
50 votes, 72% picks Conte, boring, but the Scudetto, 28% Sadi, beautiful nothings. And maybe we can take that and expand it later this week at mm-hmm. some point. We'll let you know when. But we do have Nima Tavalli on standby of Sempre Inter and the Italian Football Podcast. He will be with us to sort of mini preview Napoli Inter at some point this week. But yeah, so we can also kind of throw Gattuso into there as well. Conte, Sarri, Gattuso, you know. And I can properly rant about that then. So 78% apparently, or 72% of people are smart, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 1-0, 38 shots for the entire season. Give me the trophy. What about that Milan team that won with like 36 goals? You know? Come on.
So, guys, so I want to do this. I did something today. It was kind of, again, it was a bit impromptu. I want to kind of do it every week, so I would love for, if you guys are on Twitter, or I'll put it on Facebook for those of you who are there. It's called the Make a Meme, and I saw it today. I wanted to do it. I think they're a lot of fun because you guys had me cracking up today in the chat, Rafa. We got the best viewers in the world, dude, because they had me cracking up, and I know that we're in Napoli. We're just characters, whether you are Napoli down or not, but just being a fan of Napoli, you become one. So I put the make a meme. I picked any random picture, and I want everybody to kind of like make a meme. And the best one I'm going to put up here. Maybe we can do it once a week or something, or for one of the shows every other week. But we did one today. Peter Lombardi, if you're still here, I hope you're still here. I know we ran up a little, but it was such a good episode that I don't mind, and I hope you don't either. But he won today. The original picture is on Twitter, but I'm going to put it up now with the winning caption. We will sacrifice this Greek for a Champions League spot.
I love it.
This is a good one, guys. This is our meme of the week, guys. Brought to us by you, the fans, you, the viewers, for making this. So Pete Lombardi, at Peter Lombardi 14, you are the winner of this one. You win love and affection. Maybe we'll come up with a little prize, a little incentive.
There he is. He's okay. Here. Pete's here.
There we are. Peter Lombardi. All right. Peter Lombardi, if we do ever come up with a prize, I promise to give you one first, okay? Maybe we'll do a little something, a little giveaway for the winner of this to make some incentive. We will sacrifice this Greek for the Champions League spot.
How about this? On the fly idea.
Okay.
Why not? How about the winner of the week gets to pick the next photo and give the first caption, and then we go from there.
All right. I mean, let's see how it goes.
I mean, that's just something. An idea. We'll talk idea. About it, Ralph.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I like this idea. You know, Serie A like sit down. Serie A sit down has who won Calcio Twitter. We could probably do this Napoli pick
something.
You know,
but guys. Anything, Rafa? I know we got to cut out. It's getting late.
Yeah,
but
man. It's all good.
Episode. Very such good a good episode. Episode tonight, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you for the feedback, too, guys. Not just for staying with us, but thanks for your feedback, too. Thank you for all your ideas, your stock ups, stock downs, blue chips, opinions. We really do value that. I'm still waiting for you guys to give away my jersey. Very, very soon, my friend.
Very soon, working on it. Yeah, there's legal things.
we've got just a couple things to get over. Just one more hump to get over, and we got that.
What question? I'm sorry.
No, we told Cliff we'd stay.
Yes. Right, let's answer the one question. But then we got to cut out because
We have to answer his question. He stayed with us for an hour and a half.
No, 100%. I'm sorry. So much going on. Go for it. In the meantime, let's get a bunch of Fortunopolis in the chat.
Yeah. But, throw the Fortunopolis up and I'll
Bring this up.
So for me, defensive midfield is a big thing. I know that we're looking at Zaccagni to come in, but he's not necessarily defensive. He's more of an attacking minded midfielder, but I do believe we need to strengthen the defensive midfield spot, especially if we're not keeping Bakayoko. We can't just rely on only Dembe for that spot. I think the fact that Zaccagni might be coming in this season, there's a lot of talk about that, means that we could be very well be selling Fabian. So maybe another offensive midfielder in that role as well. Definitely left back. Left back and a backup right back for me. I mean, you know, I don't think Husai stays. I think the left back position needs to be filled. I think Mairi staying as a backup would be fine. If Ospina does leave, we will need a backup keeper for Medet. But I don't know if Medet. I don't know if Ospina leaves. I know that he said that he might want to go next season, but we don't know yet. And I think if Ralph's prediction is true and Petagna goes and doesn't work out, we'll need a backup striker too. But I just don't see that happening. I think our forwards are good. I think the attack is right where it's supposed to be right now. Don't forget, we're about second in the league in goals scored. And we've scored 10 more goals. No, I'm sorry. We've got the same amount. Now we've got more goals than we had at this time, at the end of the season, last season. Last season, we only scored 63 goals. I think we're at about 65 now. So, you know, with 9 games left, I think that's a very vast improvement. I don't think the attack gets touched. So definitely left back, right back, center, defensive midfield for me. I would like to see DiMarco come in from Verona. Obviously, Emerson is a big talking point as well. Junior Firpo is out there as well. But I'm looking at these goal scorers like Simi and Vlahovic, and I'm like, damn, man. Like, imagine if we add that to Osimhen. That'd be insane. A lot of goals. But, yeah, Cliff, that's my take, man.
One more for Christopher, because Christopher is always a great viewer here. Can you guys see any of the youngsters having a role next season or a part-time role? Quick question, please.
Maybe Chuffy. I don't see why we can't bring Chuffy up. You know, maybe he could be a third option behind, Osimhen and Petagna. I think you said was right, Ralph, and I think that Mertens should play more of that feed role in the number 10, back up to Zielinski. You know,
more vision, less energy.
I think so. I think so. Every great player goes through that kind of transformation at some point. You know what I mean? Totti did it. De Rossi did it. Hamsik did it. You name it. They did it. I think Mertens can do it too. But yeah, there you go. Would anyone take Simi? Jonathan, I'd take Simi like that. Osimhen and Simi, forget about it. 60 goals for Crotone, led Serie B last year. 18 goals a season, I think. 18. That's a lot. I know it's Crotone, but it's a lot in Serie A. It's a lot.
All right, guys.
Also, want to shout out. Peter Russo. Peter Russo is in here for the first time. He came into the show. He walked into the barbershop yesterday. I had the guy wait. I told him half hour. He ended up waiting 45 to an hour because we were so backed up for his kid to get a haircut. I had my apprentice do his hair. Mm-hmm. And he came in, saw the show. First of all, I was wearing a Mets hat. We talked about the Mets. Then he saw the scarf and said, your family's from Napoli. His dad is from Caserta.
Ooh, and we're probably big cousins.
Big Napoli fans.
I'm a Caserta guy.
Yeah. Caserta guy right here, Ralph Pizarro. Ralph Pizarro. And we talked Napoli the whole time, and he knows his stuff. So I was like, dude, took his number, sent him the show today, got him in today. Hopefully he listens to, watches this regularly, listens to the podcast.
Come on more often.
But, you know, it's promising because he's in just he's yet another Napoli fan from up here. I'm telling you guys, Napoli Club Upstate is going to happen when COVID is over. Napoli Club Upstate, baby. Let's do it.
San Felice right here, my brother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, guys, that's all the time. We're going to cut out. Rafa, great show. Thank you to all the viewers. Be sure to hit like, subscribe, share us. Let them know. Let them know we're here, guys. Until then, what's an opportunity?
Sempre.